first half of the week has been rather unsettled across eastern New York and western New England. It hasn't been raining the entire time, but it has been rather threatening with off and on wet weather, and there is stormy weather across the northeast this afternoon. This is in association with a low-pressure area and front that are coming through the northeast. The good news is that the stormy weather will push off to the east tonight, and tomorrow is going to be a very nice day. It'll likely be the nicest day of the week. It'll be a bit cool for early May, but the sun will be out across our area, though it might take some time in some spots. But the bottom line is that tomorrow's weather is going to be fine for outdoor activities. Rain chances will return later in the week and for at least part of the weekend. For now, we'll track any rain off to the east as we head into tonight, so that means any showers will come to an end. It'll still be mostly cloudy for a while, and then some clearing will begin as we go through the second half of the night. Overnight lows will be mainly in the 40s, and the breeze will kick up behind the front. And the breeze will be on the active side tomorrow, so you'll notice the wind. High temperatures will be largely in the 50s and low 60s, which is going to feel very nice. We'll see a blend of sunshine and clouds. The clouds might take a little while to break up, especially across some of the higher elevations, so you might have to be a little bit patient in some areas for the sun to come through. And then on Friday, we'll see a general increase in cloudiness, and a band of showers will come in from the west on Friday afternoon, so there is going to be the chance for some wet weather, especially after lunchtime. I'm optimistic that the rain will hold off in most areas for most of the day, and then there will be the chance for some showers Friday night into Saturday. Right now, it looks like Mother's Day should be decent weather-wise, but there's still a few days between now and then, and as you know, sometimes the weather forecast can change as we lead up to a particular day, so we'll keep you posted as we get closer. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, any lingering showers will end, mostly cloudy with some clearing, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy with highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, any lingering showers will end, mostly cloudy with some clearing, lows in the upper 30s to low 40s, and for tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, breezy with highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, any lingering showers will end, some clearing overnight, lows in the 40s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, breezy and pleasant, with highs in the low to mid-60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, any lingering showers will end, some clearing overnight, lows in the low to mid-40s, and for tomorrow, a mixture of sunshine and clouds, breezy and pleasant, with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of afternoon showers, with highs in the 50s to low 60s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.